1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We will fight on our own if we have to. That's what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying following President Biden's announcement that the U.S. won't supply offensive weapons to Israel for a widespread attack on the Gaza city of Rafah. Pro-Palestinian protests continuing at college campuses, including George Washington, USC, Penn, and the University of Arizona. Dramatic testimony Thursday at the criminal trial of Donald Trump as adult film star Stormy Daniels returned to the stand. ABC's Aaron Katursky was there.
The jury was captivated as Stormy Daniels sparred with defense attorney Susan Nicholas. There's no way to know how the jurors took in the more explicit details, and the defense said they were so prejudicial it warranted a mistrial, but the judge said absolutely not. Because Donald Trump denies having sex with Stormy Daniels, the judge said the jury is left to decide who to believe.
It's believed the key witness in the case, Michael Cohen, won't be called until next week. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Power companies building a high-voltage power line linking Iowa and Wisconsin completed a land deal to build part of the line through a fish and wildlife refuge in Grant County. Conservation groups sued to try to stop the crossing, but a federal appeals court overturned a lower court ruling blocking the project earlier this week. Ballot drop boxes may reopen in Wisconsin this year. The state Supreme Court hears oral arguments Monday. Drop box opponents say they're vehicles for voter fraud. Brenna Godar is a voting expert with the University of Wisconsin Law School.
And we just haven't seen that borne out. There have been surveys and studies that drop boxes were not tampered with or interfered with in this way that would affect the election.
Godar speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Democrats are committing to spend $7 million for television ads in key state Senate races, including races in the Fox Cities and Green Bay. The ads will target the 18th District, which now runs from Appleton South to Oshkosh. The seat is open with Democrats Kristen Alfheim and Joseph Carman and Republicans Anthony Phillips and Blong Yang running. Ads will also target the 30th District that covers from the city of Green Bay to Marinette. Democrat Jamie Wall and Republican Jim Rafter are running for that seat. Green Bay drivers and boaters need to be aware that maintenance on the Ray Nitschke Memorial Bridge on Dousman and Main will cause some delays Thursday, May 16th. The city's Public Works Department says maintenance is planned between 9 a.m. and noon. Boats and ship operators need to give a two-hour advance notice to the bridge tender. The bridge will remain open to vehicular traffic, but there will be lane closures, which may lead to congestion. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
A Bucks player slapped with a four-game suspension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee Bucks guard Pat Beverly suspended four games next season for misconduct during the Bucks' season-ending loss to the Pacers. Video showing Pat Beverly throwing a ball at a heckling fan. Later, he refused to take questions from an ESPN reporter. Beverly said he's not even sure if he'll be with the Bucks next season.
I'm excited about this summer. I'm excited to see what new home I'm at. If it's, you know, if I'm here, if I'm, you know, wherever. Obviously, we don't know. You know, we came up short, but, you know, we'll see what the summer has.
Baseball, the Brewers with three home runs on the way to a 7-1 win over the Cardinals at AmFam Field. The crew getting good performances from young pitchers like Jared Koenig, who got the win, or Tobias Myers, who got the start.
Tobias, that was in AA part of last year and wasn't slated to be in the big leagues, he's pitching great for four. And then we get another guy that we didn't know that would pitch for us at all this year. They were great.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today of 65 with the wind west at 5 to 15. Scattered rain tonight. We could get a tenth to a quarter inch of rain, 46 the low tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 67 by Sunday. Partly cloudy, 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kristi Noem. Yep, we're finally talking about her. Tune in tomorrow. You cannot miss this.
Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Here today, Friday.
Hold on.
Does he get fined for that?
$10.
He gets fined for
we
that.
We started and he
Amanda?
Wasn't ready.
Where's Amanda?
Finally.
Thank you.
All right. Finally. Because we get fined. Okay. Todd
says,
was not
thank
ready.
Thank you, Amanda. Wow, he didn't have me plugged in.
No, he was
$10.
I think he was eating those deviled eggs that Kristi brought in. I know they are good.
Very good.
Where are those from?
My buddy Steve made them.
They're delicious.
They're delicious. Yes, he should open up a deviled eggs.
He bakes for us every Sunday for my son and I.
That's
awesome. He's the sweetest guy ever.
He's
a huge fan of you two cats.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we love them too.
Cats, nice.
I haven't heard that in a while.
What nationality are you?
Me, I'm a mutt.
But German, probably.
Dutch, yeah, Eastern, I would say Western Germany area, Eastern Holland.
Did your mom used to make boiled dinners with turnips, yes or no?
No, it was okay. More like a turn down. Thank
okay,
you very much.
Okay, thank you. Oh, that's thank funny. You. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, right. Never.
Thank you. Our poll is no to boiled dinners, 65 to 35. Mm. Yes.
Dennis Peters.
How are you, everybody?
And Kristi, how are you?
Ed Krogman to get to Kristi, but I was at Dennis Peters.
Okay, just take it away, Jim.
Johnny, we're celebrating with him this weekend.
Yes, we are.
His wedding.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun. We're going to see you Saturday.
Fantastic.
So anyway,
tomorrow.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I think
you.
That's
straight
awesome.
Straight out of here, I'm bringing some gear and going to go set that up. So there's going to be some musicians and whatnot, and it's going to be kind of a potpourri of local musicians.
I sat next to your bride at the steak fry.
Yep.
Yes,
what
sir.
A charming, nice, funny... Yeah. Witty, you got a cool person.
You
there.
Must thank have you, buddy. A lot thank of you. Money.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah. Are some swinging verbs, you know? Yeah.
Deanne is spectacular,
she
though.
Is.
Seriously,
yeah,
she's a hoot.
She's great.
I enjoyed
she's
sitting
awesome.
And talking with her. Yeah, she's just great.
She's
so
great.
Congratulations.
Life
on that.
Is good.
Just real down to earth, not a rock star's whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a real salt of the earth individual.
Yep.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
She's
very
a huge fan of the food at the Christmas party, too.
Oh yes!
Oh yeah!
Yeah, she was. I like her. Yeah, she
turned steak into finger foods. I
there
think,
you go.
She sure did. We kind of all did. Remember, Todd?
The Christmas party. I don't remember the Christmas party.
Jim Schmidt's Christmas party.
Oh, at his house. Oh,
yes, indeed.
The one time I yes. let you in.
We
okay.
called her
okay.
Surf and Turf because yes. she was eating the steak right out of the thing.
That
it was delicious.
That was right. one of the most beautiful moments on honest to Pete of my life. Watching the choir doing what they were doing in the upstairs of your house, Jim. That was beautiful.
The yeah. Southwest Choir. That
yep.
was amazing.
They're great. I'm glad you guys all came.
Very very classy.
Wow.
All right. So Kristi, you're
it's
in
on the
house.
Board. Todd, fine
$10.
Okay.
We finally
nice.
Todd's. Not shy about finding us if we're not sitting at our desk with our headphones on.
We've almost had accidents,
starts.
Literally accidents, trying to run back in
sure,
here
absolutely.
And get in our chairs.
Because well, I mean,
we legitimately
door.
Have to pay $10.
And I'm at $90.
Oh, yeah. Have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
And you're paying?
Oh, yeah.
It goes to a charity.
It's going to a charity. Okay. Yeah.
So that's right.
We should start a GoFundMe so you can pay that. You
absolutely.
Know? right in the lobby. Right in the lobby at City Deck.
When I was at his house there for Christmas, I went exploring. I found some of those shoe boxes full of cash that he took from his days in office.
I went exploring.
Yeah. They're under his bed.
Milton all right. There's $2 bills, right? Yeah.
Christy Barlament is in the house, too, to tell us what's going on.
By the way, wait a minute. First of all, as a mother, what do you want for mother? What's the perfect Mother's Day?
Just spending the day with my little guy.
Yeah.
I treasure every second. He is growing like a little weed. I swear he's going to be taller than me any day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've
got a brand new bike.
I saw that as I'm riding around.
He got a bike. We actually biked past I-72.
Oh, that's good. That's down there.
Twice.
Huh? Wait a minute. That's a stretch.
We love just biking, hanging on the trail.
It's so safe on that trail. He knows how to ride a bike, but that's just a great place. And you can go pretty far down there. We went 72, but then you get past there, and there's beautiful homes, and it's just another more scenic.
Yeah, I told you, I think I freaked those ladies out that day, though.
Yeah.
What? I didn't hear about that one. You have a way about yourself,
John.
I think they thought I was a creepy guy.
Yeah.
Come on now.
What?
Well, I'm
people don't understand a genuine smile if it hit him in the face anymore.
Maybe that's it. Maybe
I guarantee
friendly.
It. Guarantee
but I was, okay, so I'm wearing just a hoodie and jeans.
Right.
And everybody else is kind of, you know what I mean?
With mirrored sunglasses. Nothing like the Unabomber.
No, they're not mirrored. They're like bike, almost like biker sunglasses where they go around.
Was the hood up?
It was cold.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
It was windy. It's always cold and windy there, though, it seems like, when that wind comes off the thing.
It is a little.
So they were taking a picture.
Yeah.
One girl's taking a picture of the girl. They're on these bikes.
Yeah.
And I was going to be walking between. I said, hey, you want me to take the picture? Oh, that's great. So I started asking them all about their bikes. I said, hey, how much does that cost? How much is that worth? We rented them for $35 a day or something.
Sure.
Oh, wow. I'd like to have a bike like that, blah, blah, blah. And then I kept going. And I look back, and they're just kind of like sitting on their bikes, almost like, seemed like waiting for me to keep going. And then they never came by me.
Yeah.
I kept waiting for them to go by me, and they never did.
Where's Officer
Nature's
Carlson
restraining
at?
Order.
I know, right?
I call that nature's restraining order.
I was like, wow. But the thing is, everybody out there had their cool workout gear on. And I'm in this hoodie with the thing up in jeans
and
dark glasses.
And asking
them how much their bikes were
right.
worth.
Right, yeah. How much that bike
were. Were they
natural selection
tire?
At work there.
See, he loves those fat tire bikes.
They're like $3,000.
Have mercy.
Yeah, I saw him at Broken Spoke when I got Walter wanted a
I mean, I'd love one, but it's like, wow, I can't afford that.
Well,
we
don't think you're creepy here at Mino and the Mayor.
Thank
so
you.
You're very welcome.
As you move further towards Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis.
How's it going, eh?
Hey, you.
Very well.
How are you now?
Okay, boys, so let's regroup. At Epic Event Center, Brad Williams Show is going on. That is tonight, May 10th. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30. So Brad is a comedian and actor, and he's been in countless film and television shows such as Jay Leno and Jimmy Kimmel. And tickets are $25 to $95.
And he has a unique characteristic.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, he's dwarfism. You know what I mean? He's a little, you know.
Yeah, and he goes with it.
Yes, and he calls himself that, and he just has a lot of fun with it. And
you know who I still want to get on our show? And we're going to try to get him on one time.
I think we
Hornswoggle.
Had him.
Remember Hornswoggle?
Absolutely, you bet.
Yeah.
I don't.
We kind of had him on our show. Not had him on our show, but I think
we had him scheduled.
Yeah, yeah.
Scheduled.
Yeah.
The
that's
thing
what
he was going to do was cancel or he was sick or something.
Oh, really?
But he's a big-time actor and pro wrestler.
Right.
Oh, nice.
Right.
And he's dwarf. Great guy. He's from Oshkosh.
That's
great friend of mine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know him, Dennis.
I do. You bet.
Yeah.
I've seen some of his stuff on YouTube where he was getting beat up by that chiropractor fella.
Yeah.
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 Watch that on
great
YouTube.
Great guy.
Check him out.
Super guy.
So that's tonight.
So we got to work on getting him here.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
We'll get right on that. And that is tonight at Epic Event Center. And then also at the Rush Center is the Green Bay Pet Expo. So that is today and tomorrow. Tickets for adults are $11. Seniors and military is $10. Kids 6 to 12 is $7. So the whole family can enjoy pet-related exhibitors, rescue organizations, and I know our friend Dennis is huge into that.
Yeah.
And animals of all kinds. I love it when you do that. There is also education, entertainment, and shopping. And the hours for that is today. It's 3 to 8 p.m. and then Saturday from 10 to 6.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Can you bring your
pet? I'd be there. You know?
I think you can.
Okay, maybe off.
Oh, no. Milton.
You can ask him if he wants to go.
Oh. I miss
I'm
Milton.
I'm half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
I miss Milton.
I'm a dog.
Well, that's what.
He's listening.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? He said that's one. She said, I miss Milton. And John said that's one, meaning that he doesn't. And I just.
Milton, are you listening?
He is.
Milton.
John, stop. 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 Okay, Milton, just say. Alexa off.
All of a sudden,
Alexa off. I bet it went off. Alexa off. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, enough. He would never do that. He'd never sound like that.
Don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure somebody spiked John's pancakes this morning.
Yes.
I spiked his deviled eggs.
The deviled eggs. Right.
That's it. Right. It does have a little special red effect on it.
Like, yeah, no, I thought it was paprika.
Yeah, I don't think it's paprika.
Bacon. Yeah, I think it is. It's delicious.
Everything's better with bacon.
Absolutely.
Okay, and one more event. One more event, you guys. Tonight, Friday, May 10th at 7:30 p.m. at the Meyer Theater right here in downtown Green Bay. If you haven't been there, some people haven't. It's 117 South Washington Street. Thunderstruck, America's AC/DC tribute is going on. Yeah. That is a good one. The tickets are still available. They're $35 to $55. And if you'd like more information, you can go to MeyerTheater.org. That is going to be fun.
Dennis, down the road, they're bringing in the tribute to Supertramp, which is one of my favorite. Let's go to that.
What is it called? Is it like Breakfast in America or something like that?
I don't know what it's called either.
I want to check into that.
It's not till October, but. Tell you what, I'll get you that for your wedding gift.
Come on.
No,
stop. You're good.
What a doll.
You're taking a musician to another musician.
He has free tickets. Backstage passes.
Hey. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever, we'll figure it out.
Hey,
okay.
Jordan Love, I'm taking you to a football game. Hey.
Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome. Jeepers.
Right. Oh, we got this one here. What's this one, Todd? Oh. Rocker, 50th anniversary party tonight at Green Bay Yachting Club.
Awesome. Fun as that.
All right, very cool.
No kidding, Rocker, they're they've been around.
They have been around for a long time.
You know, the yacht club is 50 years old. That's a good
place. That's a cool place. You ever been out there?
Oh, yeah, a great place. Yeah, a lot especially of this time of year. It's beautiful. Yeah,
it's awesome. When we have our boat, we're gonna keep it there.
We're having a boat.
We're having a boat.
I can't wait till you have a boat.
We're having a boat.
I've got one for you.
I'll tell you
My neighbor
Jenna.
Across the street has a 55 Cadillac aluminum boat. Cadillac made boats in the 50s.
I didn't know that.
This comes complete.
Is it wood?
And no, it's aluminum.
Oh, it is aluminum. Okay.
Or aluminium, as they say across the Great Pond, don't you know?
Wow.
Yeah, it's got a 1955 Johnson 10 Seahorse motor on there.
So that's a collector type thing. That's. So
if anybody wants it, just get a hold of me. I'll hook you up.
Free?
No, you're giving it away? I just say my neighbor has it for sale.
Oh, for sale. Okay. Yeah. All right.
If we're going to park at the yacht club, let's get a yacht.
No big deal.
What do you mean by a yacht? What do you consider a yacht? Silent J said to say hello to everybody. Hi, Silent J.
Good morning, Silent J.
Hi, Silent J.
What do you mean by a yacht?
50 feet.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Do you know how much it costs?
16-foot aluminum transom, 35 Merc on the back. I don't want that.
You know how much gas would cost or something like that these days?
It'd
be like $500 to take it out to Door County.
We'll talk to Civic Media about that.
All right. Go ahead, Dennis.
How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good.
There's a lot of things happening, folks. Especially in Oshkosh this weekend, this Mission Possible is happening. It's a veteran and family symposium welcoming Jessica Lynch, the former POW.
Yes. Oh,
wow. She's the keynote speaker for that. Yes. If you remember, so... I wanted to make sure we said something about that. Tom Farley, the New York Times bestselling author, is going to be a guest speaker for that.
Yep.
And this is actually in Appleton. What am I thinking? It's going to be down at Jones Park in the amphitheater. It's down in kind of downtown, the south part of downtown in the hill there.
Yep.
J.P. Lane is going to be there. He's going to be playing music. He's also a veteran.
Good friend of mine.
And testimony. Oh, good.
Severely wounded. I did stories on him. Severely wounded. Then instead of just, you know, crawling in a corner and saying, gee, woe is me. So I'm going to become a big-time musician. And he has.
Yeah.
Good for him.
We should get him in here.
I'd love to.
Yeah. We got lots more coming up.
Yeah, we got more. Yeah. Hang on. Your segment's coming up. When we come back, more with Dennis and Christy, and then live music coming from Sunday and Mr. Gessel. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything.
And the history of windmills includes using the weather, in this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th, because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Mino and the Mirror had a great Friday. People are rocking in this studio. We got Dennis and Christy here talking about what's coming up around the area. And we've got live music from the City Deck Landing Studios music series, Sunday and Mr. Gessel, coming up.
I'm excited to introduce you to those folks. They're amazing, and they're involved in so many things. I don't know how people do what they do, you know, the motivation that they have to do what they do. These are fine people. I'm excited for
it. I think like everyone. Yes.
It's been fun following the people you brought. Right. Exactly. We've been following like Ramona and the different
ones. Yeah.
And it's like, it's fun to follow them now, isn't it though?
Yeah.
I mean, you really notice when they're at some place.
Oh, yeah. And Billy, by the way, he says hello again. Billy Grysek, he was on a few weeks ago, and he's recovering, doing well. Good. He's going to be playing out this in, I think, in the next month or so, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
That guy's coming along
awesome.
Very well.
Good.
Love to see that. But if I wanted to continue along with the, that Mission Possible, if you don't mind.
Yes, please do.
That's going
to
be.
And again, it's in Appleton.
Yes, at Jones Park today from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Jones Park Amphitheater. Veteran tributes. J.P. Lane, we were just talking about before. We got to get him on the show.
Absolutely.
Tom Farley is a guest speaker. And our friends.
That's Chris's brother, isn't it?
Yeah,
right. We had him on.
Yep. We had him on.
Yep. Yeah, we had him on the show.
Oh, friend of the show, you bet.
Yeah.
And the Spicy Thai Band, some friends of mine, good friends of mine. They have a brand new lead singer. She's amazing and wonderful. And so I go back a long time with the Spicy Thai Band. And so they're fantastic. They're a great show band, if you will. So coming out to see them 5 to 10 p.m. tonight at Jones Park Amphitheater in downtown Appleton.
But Jessica Lynch.
Yes.
That's huge. I always wanted to meet her, to be honest with you.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah.
We should get her on the show.
I'd love to. If you can work on that for us. If Barry doesn't know the story of Jessica Lynch, she got ambushed with her convoy in Iraq.
Right.
In the early days of Iraq.
Right.
She was held captive. She was wounded, held captive. And the story came out different than it really turned out to be. And she went through a lot of trauma and post-traumatic stress and everything like that. And the SEALs finally went in and captured her, whatever, Rangers. And you know who was one of the people that was on duty running security was Pat Tillman.
I was just going to say,
for that mission. Yeah, it's right by Nazaria.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but Jessica Lynch, man, amazing story.
Great.
Love to meet her.
Me too.
It's going to be a neat, I guess you would call it, way to meet people there. It's a family kids area. There's going to be vet-owned businesses and what have you, VA resources. And I want to say that again, VA resources. There's a lot of soldiers out there that aren't taking advantage of what's
you as a veteran can speak on behalf of that.
And many seminars, hiring and career vet events also. Mm-hmm. So local agencies, entrepreneur insights, food trucks, more, et cetera. That's at the Fox Cities Exhibition Center from 12 to 8 today. And then also Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So Tom Farley, he's going to be speaking tomorrow at 10 a.m. And I'm pretty positive that's at the Exhibition Center. Exhibition Center. And then Jessica Lynch will be speaking Saturday at 2 p.m. Yes, at the Fox Cities.
I might go to that.
The website is www.missionimpossible. I'm going to do this again.
Yeah, one more time.
Todd, $10 fine. $10 fine.
$10 fine.
Okay.
Mission, let's try this again. Mission Possible.
Yes.
Is in Wisconsin, .org. MissionPossibleWI.org.
I would love to hear her speak. I might come to that. I might go to that and then just come right to your little soiree.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's right there. It's only 10 minutes away.
Exactly.
Right. So
Tom Farley's incredible.
Yeah, yes. Great guy.
Right.
Great guy. You know, and I'll tell you, he opened up our eyes more on drug addiction.
Well, and
fentanyl,
Then, no. It was it the heroin where Chris Chris Farley would be clean. And then one little thing would like set him off.
Right, yeah. Would trigger him.
And he was gone for 2 weeks.
But just he also talked about, which is really important, is the support system.
Yeah, he had some people
strong
that were
in New
terrible.
York, but very weak
in L.A.
In L.A. They just kind of turned him, come on, take a little of this, and you have
there's
a great
show. There's some big-name people, I think, that really...
Well, he dropped some names.
He was name-dropping the people. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
That lifestyle is encouraged there to go.
Right. You know,
it is. It's unfortunate. In the business, it's just it's encouraged.
Yep.
Which is, it's really sad. That has to change.
Yep.
But he keeps his legacy alive. That's what's important.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And helping
That's
people.
That's what matters.
What else you got there, buddy?
Well, let's see. Happening at the Skyline Comedy Club in downtown Appleton, Brian Callen is going to be there this weekend. Showtimes today and tomorrow, 7 p.m. and 9:45. So doors are at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. And tickets are in the range of $28. And VIP tickets are $50. And that would include a VIP with meet and greet and priority seating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Brian Callen is an American actor, comedian, and podcaster, most known for his recurring roles on Coach Miller on ABC Schooled and The Goldbergs. He's been on a bunch of other TV programs as well, Kingdom 2, Broke Girls, Ride Along, Hangover, one and two movies, Sex in the City, Old School, Mad TV, Entourage, Californication, many more.
I haven't seen any of those
He's
except
a funny,
The Goldbergs.
Funny
Goldberg, I love that show.
That's funny.
I love The Goldbergs.
That is fun.
Very underrated show.
Very
that
much.
Is
they
funny,
captured that era they, oh of the God. Early to mid-80s
they sure did.
Better than any show
that
ever has.
Is funny.
Even the sweaters we used to get those big, unbelievable.
Just big gaudy sweaters.
Gaudy sweaters.
Yeah. Dad just sitting in that chair.
Yeah. I like that show a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did I.
But there's also the underpinnings of family and love.
Absolutely.
You know, that keeps things
moving.
Oh,
what she does for that family. Yeah. Talk about Mother's Day.
In
mothers,
her own
but
way,
yeah,
right?
She's, yeah. Oh, God. It's great.
You know what? You know what role she had? You know what her other role is in TV?
What's
from
that?
A famous TV show?
I don't remember. Sorry to say.
I don't know.
What's that?
Reno 911.
Oh, get out.
That's right. That's her. Right. That's shows that's us like right. a top button, unbutton type thing. Is that right? Top
going, yes.
I love Reno 911.
That's a great show, too.
And she is that, what's the word, sexy cop, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's
and then
right.
she plays the mom.
That,
with it. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, friends in Oshkosh, there's a program called Amazing Oshkosh 2024 tomorrow, and that's going to be at Thrivent Financial. It begins at Thrivent Financial. Like the Amazing Race TV show, enjoy time with your family and friends traveling around Oshkosh, participating in a wide range of challenges. Mark your calendars. Get ready for the unforgettable experience. The check-in is tomorrow at 7:15 to 7:45. Race time is at 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Ready, set, go. There's going to be a celebration and awards and whatnot. Check that out. Amazing at OshkoshKiwanis.org. It's $50 for registration. Covers the four-person team. And what have you. And if you watch the Amazing Race TV show.
Oh, that is
you
know, really, we just went to one of those, 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
It's a fantastic event.
And it was how school put on an amazing, amazing how school. But, and that was done. That was actually the only 2-hour window. This is a 4-hour window to get all your stuff. So that's pretty cool. But man, you gotta get back before the deadline or you don't count. So,
right?
Yeah, people were just coming in 30 seconds left, you know, driving like a bat out of hell.
Oh,
and
sure. Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. So that'd be a fun event if you
that's
have a group
be great.
Of four
50
to
bucks,
do something like that.
$50 for all four?
4-4. That's correct. Yes.
Wow. For the whole team.
That's
good. That's
awesome.
A fun
that's going to be
Oshkosh
fun.
Oshkosh has a lot of cool stuff going on like that.
Well, they
just
always
read
do.
Off Appleton too.
Don't forget our friends at the Marine Corps League Bingo as well.
Right. You like
the
that
Winnebago
one?
Detachment Marine Corps League at 4715 Sherman Road in Oshkosh. Do some bingo, hang out with some veterans, and tell some lies and have a blast.
They have not called me to be a bingo caller yet, though.
Why?
What? I don't know. I don't know.
Wouldn't he be perfect at that?
Yes. The ideal. The ideal. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you've called bingo many times, though, right? I've done that in nursing homes. That's
I think I'm a lot better than you.
Did you have to wear? Yeah.
Give me a number. And
did you wear your
B12?
Did you do any of the nursing home like the pajama parties? Did you wear your pajamas to go to that? Okay, I did. I just want to say, John, I went all
happened?
In. You know, when some of the places they would have bingo and you would dress, they had different like.
And you'd wear your pajamas?
Yeah, it was what everybody did.
Oh.
Remember Oktoberfest?
Yeah.
Get comfortable early and often.
Yes.
Now you just made me ookie. Thinking of you in pajamas just kind of made me ookie.
Okay, well.
I'm going to be honest
all
with
right,
you. We're not going camping.
Go have
Forget
a
bo- it.
Go have a
That's
boil
out the
dinner.
Window.
Alexa, stay off.
Yeah. We got quick break. Back with some live music when we come back.
So don't wait down Holiday Road. West.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Environmentalists are in court fighting the Department of Natural Resources over a big factory farm in central Wisconsin. Adam Voskel is with Midwest Environmental Advocates. He says the DNR should have allowed public input on the CAFO's wastewater permit.
We're seeing concerns over CAFOs in western Wisconsin, too, where there have been significant spills and fish kills.
The DNR has a month to respond. The Wisconsin State Patrol is urging drivers and bicyclists to be aware of their surroundings, to share the road, and keep everyone safe. The State Patrol highlights bicycle safety each May. Bicycles are considered vehicles in Wisconsin with the same rights and responsibilities. Last year, 7 bicyclists were killed in crashes in Wisconsin and 699 people were injured. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Brown County Board Chairman Pat Buckley announces he's running for the newly formed 89th Assembly District. Buckley, a Republican, has served the Brown County Board since 2010, and according to a press release, he's running for Assembly to bring common sense approach to state government. Ryan Spaud, a Democrat, is also running for the newly drawn district, which includes the west side of the city of Green Bay and Ashwaubenon. Apple Blossoms for Appleton is an event where volunteers plant blooming crab apple trees in Appleton parks. Representative Lee Snodgrass was one of the volunteers yesterday.
Really, I think the idea is great. The fact that Apple Blossoms for Appleton, something everybody can enjoy along the pathway, flowering apple trees is beautiful. It's a fun thing for the community to come together. And I'm a part of a lot of Arbor Day celebrations in both Menasha and Appleton, so pretty good at planting trees now.
Each year, Babs and Michael Smith purchase up to 50 trees to plant in and around Appleton. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Apes will be invading the movie theaters this weekend. The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes opens as summer blockbuster season picks up steam. The movie is pulling in 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. According to Rotten Tomatoes, critics say this installment of the franchise has visual effects similar to Avatar, excellent performances, and top-notch action, even if it falls just a bit short of the previous Planet of the Apes films. If you're looking to laugh, check out the spoof comedy starring Jamie Foxx called Not Another Church Movie. I must have missed all the previous ones. The film has not been shown to critics yet, so it's a dice roll. Music fans of the band Chicago might want to check out Chicago and Friends, which also has not been reviewed yet. Opening in limited release is the film We Grown Now, which is pulling mid-90s on Rotten Tomatoes and follows two kids in a coming-of-age story set in a Chicago housing project in the early 90s. Have a great weekend at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today of 65 with the wind west at 5 to 15. Scattered rain tonight. We could get a tenth to a quarter inch of rain, 46 the low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 67 by Sunday, partly cloudy, 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now, from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area at 10:33. All show long, we honor Mother's Day with your favorite mom memories. Join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. We love Fridays at this time because it is the live from the City Deck Landing Studios music series, and we've got some very special guests. Dennis, this is your forte. This is your wheelhouse. This is your thing. Take it away, my friend.
I feel like it's a three-tay, not a forte. You know, I'm not quite that ready. I'm not that professional. You know what I mean?
Well, you're young in the business, yeah.
Thanks for noticing.
Stick around.
Everybody, happy Friday.
Yes.
Happy Friday.
And boy, did they sound good warming
oh
up.
Oh, my goodness.
This is
going to
be fun.
This is
gonna
I'm
be
so
fun.
Excited.
We've had some people on here, and Johnny and I were just saying, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Great.
So
thank you.
In the studio, we have today with us Sunday and Mr. Gessel, and we'll let them introduce themselves in a way that they feel, you know, is represents them best. Go give it. This is Kate, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. Hi. Nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
You bet.
And you've been at this for a while?
We've been at this for a while. We've been doing, Sunday Mr. Gessel for about 11 years.
Cool.
Touring full-time. We ended up in Oshkosh in 2021, and we've put down roots.
How does that happen? How does that happen?
Do you know, a lot of people ask that because we moved from Seattle, Washington was our home base.
Okay.
But we had been touring the country and...
And then Oshkosh.
Yeah, well, of course, Seattle, Oshkosh.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure. It's a great pipeline.
Wachovia Bank, all that, they went under. But
the hometown of Hornswoggle, that must be it.
Yes. That's it. You're right.
All right.
Yeah.
Welcome. We're glad you're here. Oshkosh, and what a great city.
We awesome.
Obviously have a tower there. We have... who's the guy that you were just with on? Driving around the convertible.
Oh, Pat.
Is he the best?
He is the best.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can we let your other half speak?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Are you guys a couple or are you just
a couple of what? Right?
We are married.
She'll finish his sentences for him.
He always says I do enough talking for the both of us. He's the shy one.
Well, at least say hello.
Hello.
We are simulcasting in Oshkosh at WISS, as a matter of fact. So your friends at home are probably listening in and just very, very proud to see and hear you. They can see you on the Facebooks, by the way, as
but
they say.
Jim actually said right away when you were just warming up, holy cow.
Alexa on.
Cow.
These guys are good.
Alexa on.
Yeah.
Milton, are you listening?
He had to shut off his Alexa. His dog that listens.
And John was teasing him, and he listens every day. He knows the show.
So I harassed his dog.
He doesn't like John. So John was teasing him today.
Smart
one
dog.
Time, he John gave him such trauma that
this is a true story.
This is a true story. Yeah. I came home, and he's a great dog. I mean, he's awesome.
It.
He's a Bernedoodle. Love him. He's a little bit spoiled. But he tore up a pillow off the sofa because of
and your glasses.
And my glasses.
He'd never done anything like that before.
John was teasing him. He's making fun of him on the radio. I'm like, don't do that.
But he heard me saying, Milton!
You watch yourself.
I know.
But anyway, so he started to tease him today, and I said, Alexa off, so it went off, so he doesn't have to listen to it. That's why Dennis said that.
Dennis just turned it back on so he could hear you.
Oh, my gosh. Just in time.
All right. Milton's in for a treat today.
So you can say something.
What would you like me to say?
Well, you've been with your wife longer than 11 years, but you've been performing for 11 years?
As Sunday Mr. Gessel, we've been performing for 11 years, full-time.
That's
for
awesome.
A while, there are about 250 shows a year.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot.
So full-time that for 3 years, in 2018, we decided to get rid of our apartment in Seattle and buy a motorhome. And we lived for 3 years full-time in a motorhome and just toured where it was 70s and sunny for 3 years.
That
wrote a
my
song
dream.
About it.
Yeah.
Did you write a song about that?
Oh, yeah. We're going to play it for you guys.
Oh,
that's
really?
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
What a great story. And then you incorporate that into music, share it with everybody.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're here. This is going to be exciting.
Thank
but I got to ask, Dennis asked kind of a Seattle to Oshkosh. I mean, we had one of the other guys here a few weeks ago. He was based in Seattle. I mean, obviously the hub of the music industry. What brought you to? Do you have relatives, family here in Missouri?
I grew up in Maribel.
Oh,
there you
really?
Go.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Went to school in Denmark.
Oh.
So, and then I moved to Seattle. I went to college in Eau Claire in the 90s and moved to Seattle in 2001. Was there for 20 years.
Those cities are very similar.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah,
says
very.
No one ever.
And then when we started touring in 2014, I reached out to Chris Larson. I went to college with him in Eau Claire. And I'm like, I hear you have music. Do you want to have
it.
Kate and I? And he's like, yeah, come and play.
Yeah.
This is a small world.
Yeah. And then we met Mike Underwood, great drummer in town, and he'd always play with us when we came through.
Can't confirm. Mike Underwood is swell, man.
He's like our favorite drummer. So we're like, we didn't want to go back to Seattle end of 2020 because we were just still touring around. You know, we're still in our motorhome. We're like, we don't want to go back to Seattle. We're like, Oshkosh is cool.
It is cool.
So I, texted Chris and said, hey, do you know of any apartments we could live in? He's like, come move in my place. I got an opening. Awesome. So.
Musicians are so supportive of other musicians, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Especially in this area. Yeah. We're just, like, blown away by the community here.
Do you know one thing you can find in Mirabel that I guarantee you can't find in Seattle?
Tell me.
Caves.
The Senex gas station, or Conex gas station, whatever it is, they sell pig ears.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. You know the one I mean there, right by the granary?
Oh, yeah. I made trails back behind the granary where I jumped my bikes. That was my playground back there.
Love it.
That's his other career if this doesn't work out.
Do they have pickled eggs and everything back there, too, then? If you have eggs, you probably have pickled eggs with it, too. So.
Yep, we'd go to Burgie's right across the street from the granary every Saturday after the dump, and they had pickled eggs. Yep.
Yeah,
after the dump.
After the dump. We run to the dump. You know, you dump your dump down, and then they burn.
Did you ever go to the dump when you were a kid and shoot rats?
No.
No.
Did you ever go out to the dump at night to watch the bears come out and forage?
No.
Okay. All right. Good.
Well, I just want to say, Mirabel. I thought I had an ally here. No. That's how I grew up in the UP.
Milton, how you doing? Milton, are you okay?
It's a little different in the UP than it is down here.
Alexa, stay on. It gets better.
We used to go to Mirabel Caves County Park all the time when we were kids. That was the best. It's still there, right? Still?
Oh, yeah.
That's
great. Yeah, I hung out there a ton.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, run around. A friend of mine and I, we got ninja suits in middle school. Right. We'd dress up like ninjas and run around back there.
That's the best.
And you still married him?
Barely.
Not his friend.
She loves ninjas.
She's saying there's a chance. So you've produced a lot of records as well. Several, and some EPs. And what was that experience like? And from that, what are your future plans in that regard?
Yeah.
Thank you for asking, Dennis.
Thank you for letting me.
So we have put out 7 albums under our name, Sunday Mr. Gessle, in the last 10 years.
That's a lot of busy work.
It's a lot. But we love it so much, and we have so much music we want to share. And throughout the years, well, in 2020, Jason developed this new music project called Relaxatone, which is all about frequency-based healing kind of music.
Nice.
And that music really, really took off during 2020. And so he was able to start his own record label, Sungs Records.
What?
And we have been producing albums, and we found a studio in Oshkosh. So we are kind of like full time in it with our record label now. So
that's really phenomenal. Cool.
That is. And that healing music, different tones for different parts of the body to help it.
Different tones for different bones, I always say.
we know a little bit about that.
Well, we got a flutist. Would he be considered a flutist? Ace champion.
But it's
Ace.
We know Ace.
It's all wood.
Yeah. Ace.
He's awesome. Yeah.
So he came in here, and Johnny was sick. One time he was in, but he was listening, so we kind of played the F sharp and got rid of his stomach ache.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
It'll be flat. That's something, but I don't know.
You guys are extremely busy. I mean, this is incredible.
We're extremely busy. Yes, we're also 6 months pregnant. So
congratulations.
Fellas, she said we because that's true. That's true. Yeah. It's a group event.
Because that's why you asked earlier if they're, because you never know the girls in the band, if you know what I mean, and the guys in the band. Traveling around the country.
It's fair to ask those questions.
Yeah.
You know?
I just watched the big documentary on what's his name? Not Dolly Parton.
Bon Jovi?
No. He stopped loving her today.
George Jones.
George Jones and Tammy Wynette.
Oh, boy. That's a story.
Have you seen that?
No, not yet.
Oh, wow.
Is this your first?
This is our first.
All right, well,
congratulations.
Right. Happy Mother's Day next year, but it's come Sunday.
What's the due date, by the way?
August 6th.
August 6th, coming right up?
Coming right up. Awesome. Yeah, we have 30 shows before.
Oh, no problem.
Hey, a little bit, I was thinking, where do I know him from? Take off the glasses, a little bit Breaking Bad. A little bit Breaking Bad.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
God,
you see it?
I can see it.
That Walter. Would you mind if we call you Walter?
Wow. Well, we have to get a Pontiac Azteca now, right?
Oh,
you got the RV.
John, you got the
RV. We don't use it for that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Let's cook.
Todd, go ahead.
No, let's play.
Let's get him playing there, Dennis.
Absolutely. Let's do this.
It's fantastic.
While we're getting you all set up, if you could explain what is that guitar, that amplifier that you're going to be playing out of today.
An
this
amplifier.
Is awesome looking.
Okay, I have all my amps made by George K. He goes retrofire.com is his website, and they're hand wired, handmade solid state amps with Real Spring Reverb. So they don't weigh very much because they're not tube amps.
Yeah.
He was based out of outside of Seattle for a while, but they just moved out north of Duluth. So he's a lot closer.
Well, you guys are moving to the Midwest.
So he handmade this amp for us. It's a one of a kind, and it has a vocal mic input that's tuned specifically for Kate's voice, and then a guitar input. So when we have
personalized almost.
Yeah, and I call it the black tie because it's for, you know, those fancy gigs you get where they're like, okay, don't be too loud. You're just musical wallpaper. We bring this one.
Musical wallpaper. Wrote a song about it.
By the way, where do you end up north of Duluth? I live north of Duluth. There isn't a lot.
I forget what small.
Iron Country.
That's the Mesabi Range.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not to be confused with Wasabi.
But Bob Dylan's from up there.
That's true. So for those who are watching on Facebook Live, you are in for a treat today. Just taking a look at that amplifier alone is just it just strikes back, you know, classic days.
Old school.
You know, really.
Love it.
And this music is going to take you there. I can guarantee you that.
Outstanding.
So what's the name of the song you're going to play for us today, kids? and I mean that, all three of you.
So we're going to be playing right now an original song. Oh, here we go. We're going to be playing an original song called Darlene.
Oh, right. Fantastic. Whenever you're ready, take it away.
Right. Darlene, oh, darlene.
What is that instrument?
Right.
I've never seen
Neither.
That before.
Okay, let me tell you about it.
Okay, hang on.
Back over here.
All right.
Okay, so this is a melodica, and it's basically if a harmonica and an accordion.
Behind you all the way.
Awesome, thank you. Had a baby. So it's like it's got the reed system inside and doesn't make sound unless you're blowing air through it. And
really?
Luckily, I'm full of hot air. So.
Have you ever seen one of those?
No,
yet?
I haven't. I have never seen
Dennis,
that.
Dennis, have you ever?
Is that... Oh, absolutely. You bet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what a great sound that has.
Has that been around a long time? I know a little bit about music, but I've never seen that.
Yeah, they're not, you know, too common, but they've been around since the 50s. Honer got the patent on it back then. And I'm an official Honer artist, and I actually wrote a book about how to play melodica for Hal Leonard. So you can learn how to play
melodica. What don't you guys do?
Okay, it's okay.
Are you staying? Can we just do this all day?
I know. It's like, oh, my gosh.
So if you were a band in the 80s called The Hooters, there's a song called And We Danced. That instrument. Can you play that when we come back?
All right. You guys are phenomenal. Back with more Sunday and Mr. Gessel right after this. I'll never, listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months when you order by May 10th. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 5/10/2024.
Sierra Construction in Seymour reminds you, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who've lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those serving today. This from Sierra Construction in Seymour. And they know a soldier fights because he loves what's behind him.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
That's a song Dennis requested. Tell everybody what that is, Dennis.
Hooters from back in the day, and we danced, and it's got the melodica on there at the very beginning, and it's just a song that takes me back and makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
You look warm and fuzzy.
Thank you for taking us there today.
And Amanda has a question.
I did. I had to boot Jim for a second. So it's Mother's Day, so I have to ask this. As you said, you're 6 months, right?
Yes.
So when you're playing, how often are you feeling kicks? Is the baby grooving with you?
She is. You know, it's...
Oh, it's a she?
It's a she.
Oh,
yes. Congrats. She's coming August 6th. But the first time I felt her move, I was performing with the Water City Jazz Orchestra. And I was, like, about to go up and do my melodica feature, and I'm feeling her move for the first time. Oh. So I'm just crying. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is cool. Happening. So she loves jazz, which is great. Oh, I like that.
Good. You'd have to disown her otherwise. Right.
Good question, Amanda.
Jazz has tremendous healing frequencies, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not even kidding.
And one last quick thing before I turn her out all the way over to Dennis. You also have a new shop in Oshkosh?
We do. We actually, right next door to the Sun Goose Record Studio, we have a kind of a variety boutique that I opened up called Can Can. And it's a really cute shop. It's got lots of different things. Some vintage stuff, you know, like I'm into vintage.
I love stores like that.
I'm in. Tell us about the location and what kind of hours, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so we're at 584 North Main Street, so Parkway and Main Street, downtown Oshkosh. We're open 11 to 7. Wednesday through Saturday, and Sunday has kind of a variable hours. We're closed this Sunday. I'm celebrating for my
good.
First Mother's
as well,
Day.
With good reason. Yeah. Yep.
But you can learn more at cancanoshkosh.com.
Beautiful.
Okay, that is awesome. Cool. So what's next musically for you, for the two of, I should say the three of you.
Yeah.
Well, we actually just were in the studio last Tuesday recording a new album with our larger group that we call Kate Voss and the Hot Sauce.
Uh-huh.
So, and we're really excited. We have a lot of shows this summer. We're going to be touring over the next year all over the country with the Hot Sauce. And I'm really excited because we get to open for Voices of Rock at Leech Amphitheater on July 18th.
Right,
it's
on
my 41st birthday. Wow. And I will be 8.5
place.
Months pregnant.
Like, oh, man.
So we're excited for that show. It's going to be fun.
The first one can come a little early, so I hope you're...
Well, yes. Everybody is aware of my situation.
Yes. I think that'd be great, though, especially on your birthday, right?
Right.
To do
know.
That show.
We
right.
had his mom on today, 92. And she had 11 kids, so.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that was fun. That's yeah. So it's you got a lot to look forward to. Where else are you playing? I mean, in Green Bay, you playing?
We don't have a lot in
we'll work
Green
on that.
Bay.
Okay.
But, yeah, please. We would, you know, we're actually playing Titletown Brewing Company.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Probably July. You can learn more.
I didn't see that on your
website. Okay.
Yeah, I think that might be our only one.
The website again? Is that
Our website for our schedule is funandfancymusic.com. We're playing tonight in Nina, Z54 Wine Bar, and playing a Ziegler Winery this Sunday for Mother's Day.
Are you playing his reception tomorrow?
What reception? Are you getting married?
He just did.
Yeah.
You just. Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Nobody told me.
me.
Thank you. Well, aww. It happened kind
she
of
wants
fast.
To keep it kind of, she wants to keep it kind of quiet.
Yeah, she's as quiet as possible.
Who to blame the gal? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Todd, we gotta.
Todd wants you to play more music.
Yes.
Okay. Play. Which one are we gonna do, babe?
The next one, as they always say,
the next
right?
One? All right, this song is actually, it's hilarious because you guys asked about, like, did you write about that time when you were living in your motorhome?
Uh-huh.
This is the song that we wrote while we were living together in a motorhome. It's called Might As Well, Because Love Is Hell.
Wow.
That is good.
But you seem to have recovered, considering your...
you seem pretty happy.
Since you're rated PG and all of those things, as they say in the, you know, in the business.
At least for one day.
Right. Yeah.
And again, it's funandfancymusic.com. We can get your schedule and see where you guys are all performing.
If you haven't heard them, you're going to love this.
Yep.
I hear train wrecks when I think of you. You're so bad for me, you might be poison. Someone I knew said your heart could be construed as nothing less than treacherous. But your eloquence and mischievous charm keep me away. I thought I was out of love, but I'm still there. Why me?
Have a cocktail in front of me. Dark bar. Do I hear Nora Jones? A little bit, huh?
Yeah.
I hear Mary Ford and Les Paul in that, too.
Yes,
you know,
that was
very
great.
Much so.
And a little bit of the Frank Sinatra song, The Girl from Ipanema. Do you know that song?
Ipanema?
You're close. Or Girl from Ipanema, yeah.
Yes.
We try to quote a bunch of a Brazilian jazz.
That's right. That's exactly what it sounded like. That was phenomenal.
So, do you have a dog? Is that true?
We do have a dog. Her name is Jackie Osassis.
That's been said to me before. If it wasn't for the dog, I'd be gone. So, yeah, that's a good line.
That was so good.
That's
I would
great.
Love to hear
it's
you guys
nice
perform.
To have those stories.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
No
oh,
lie.
Awesome. Yeah, and both of the songs that we did are on our record, Fun and Fancy. So, check
Fun
that
and
out.
FunAndFancyMusic.com. We can find everything we want to know about you on that website.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to do that. This has been great. You guys,
fantastic.
Thanks for sharing your talent here and just with the community. We love you're back from Seattle. This is awesome. I mean... You belong here.
Thank you. We
Dennis, great job bringing them in, buddy.
Dennis,
I have nothing
best.
To do with it. I'm just happy to be here. Yeah. Just feeling right. The gratitude.
You're the best.
Thank you so much for being in studio with us today.
Thank you so very much.
Thank
We'd love
you.
To have you guys back sometime.
KenOshkosh.com as
Todd.
Well.
Hey, everybody, have yourselves a phenomenal Mother's Day weekend.
You
back
bet.
In Monday morning right here. Mind on the Mayor. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and big-time fan Rich LoCascio in studio. And host of Max Inc.'s Terry Barr joins us to talk about Saturday night's show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills.
And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.